Western producer, Syngenta is no longer selling Matador in Western Canada. The company has recalled the insecticide and other products with lambda-cephalothrin as the active ingredient because of a Health Canada decision from 18 months ago. In April of 2021, the Pest Management Regulatory Agency changed the list of approved uses for lambda-cephalothrin, a synthetic pyrethroid insecticide, prohibiting its use on crops that become livestock feed. The PMRA's re-evaluation of lambda-cephalothrin resulted in the maintenance of many food uses. However, livestock feed uses were cancelled, and many other label changes were made, Syngenta said in an email to the Western producer. Syngenta has recalled all lambda-cephalothrin-based products from market to meet the PMRA's label amendment requirements by April 29, 2023. In addition, to avoid any confusion with our customers and to support business planning activities, Syngenta has made the decision to not sell lambda-cephalothrin-based products for 2023 in Western Canada. We will continue to sell Matador 120EC product in Eastern Canada for the horticultural markets. The Syngenta Canada website stated that Matador protects a wide range of crops from insect pests, including flea beetles in canola. Adama Canada, which markets a lambda-cephalothrin product called Silencer, is also recalling its existing stock. It has stopped taking new orders for the insecticide. We are pausing our plans for these products while we consult with the industry, said Corny Thiessen, Adama General Manager. That includes our retailers, grower groups and grain handlers. Just to understand, with the new label in place, is there any kind of practical ways the tools can still be made available? In the spring of 2021, the PMRA issued a re-evaluation decision on lambda-cephalothrin, saying it's still safe to use on many crops if certain risk mitigation steps are followed, but not on lettuce, livestock feed and other crops. Health risks were not shown to be acceptable when used according to the current conditions of registration, or when additional mitigation is considered. Lettuce, mustard seed, condiment type, all feed uses, bulb vegetables, and all registered commodities from crop group 20, oilseeds, revised, except for flax seed, mustard seed, oilseed type, and rapeseed, including canola. Companies that manufacture and sell lambda-cephalothrin had 24 months, until April 2023, to comply with the changes to the insecticide's label. That explains the timing of the Adama Canada and Syngenta decisions. Brian Slenders, vice president of the Alberta Alfalfa Seed Commission, said alfalfa growers use Matador on alfalfa weevil, Liguus bugs and aphids. On canola, he uses it to control diamondback moths and cabbage seedpod weevil. In November, Slenders spoke to an ag retailer about Matador. The PMRA changed the label and what that does is it affects the screenings. So, the screenings can't be used as an animal feed, said Slenders, who farms near Scandia, Alta. That's why they're withdrawing the product. The issue of livestock feed may be connected to milk. In the summer of 2018, Health Canada reported a case of unacceptable levels of lambda-cephalothrin in milk at a farm near Kirkland, K. Thiessen said the crop protection companies and ag sector need clarity around the matter of livestock feed. For example, if lambda-cephalothrin is used to kill flea beetles in canola, what does that mean for the canola meal from that crop? Can dairy cows eat the meal? It seems illogical that an early season insecticide, applied when a canola plant is just popping out of the ground, would affect the quality of canola meal. But it could have repercussions for the canola grower or the company crushing the canola. Beyond canola, most crops grown in Western Canada can be used to feed livestock. That's the downstream implications we're trying to work through with the grain handlers. And would the farmer have issues marketing their grain? Thiessen said. We understand that feed use is of concern, by the PMRA, but we'd like to understand the science behind that concern. Contact Robert.Arneson at producer.com.